The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Award-winning multi-genre artist, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Lyric Doobie released four albums by the age of 17 that made its debut on the rock and AC music charts. Lyric is proficient and at ease playing rock, pop, blues, classical, and jazz. His deep appreciation and experimentation with all the genres led Lyric to personalize his own style of music known as Revolution Rock. He has shared the stage with legendary icons such as Buddy Guy, Colin James, Rick Emmett, to name a few, and last year was the opening act for Tom Cochran. Lyric has just returned from Los Angeles, where he had the opportunity to attend NAMM, the industry's largest music trade show. Currently, he is immersed in the creative process, collaborating with Will Scholar, a talented producer from England, on a new three-song EP titled Purple Sky. I'm delighted to welcome back via Zoom, Lyric Doobie. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, Wasauga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasauga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. I'm delighted to welcome back via Zoom award-winning multi-genre artist, singer-songwriter, and guitarist, Lyric Doobie. Great to see you again.
It's great to see you again. How are you, Diana?
I'm doing great. So you just returned from NAMM, one of the biggest music industry trade association in Los Angeles. How was the trade show?
It was absolutely fantastic. It's great to see a comeback after COVID. The show got shut down for a few years, and its first year back was last year. It was unfortunately very underwhelming. But we finally had a bit more of the capacity that we used to have NAMM in, which was excellent. So many great people, brands, artists, all getting back together. It really kind of felt like the old days, if you will. So it's nice to see things back on the right track and reconnect with so many great friends and individuals.
And what inspired you the most at NAMM this year? Something caught your attention?
Yeah, one of the biggest inspirations from you, as it is a much smaller NAMM, we are missing a lot of the big companies like Fender. There was a lot of new creators, new people in the music industry, be it on the technology side, the instrument side, the artist side. So I think the most inspiring thing to me was just seeing the absolute wealth of wonderful new things we have come to the industry and come into the world, which is always really inspiring.
Wow. So you had an incredible year in 2023, from performing at Casinorama to your trip to Bermuda, as well as opening for Tom Cochran. How did you enjoy opening for Tom Cochran?
Absolutely fantastic. I actually had flown back within my Bermuda stint just for the Tom Cochran show. It was back playing at one of my first festivals I'd ever played, which was Campenfest. So it's nice to, I'd started out busking there at a young age, and now I was back playing on the main stage.
Wow. How did that feel?
It was a great feeling. It was awesome. Tom was super nice. Everyone else that was on the bill was amazing. It was just a bunch of great friends and a bunch of great tunes. All in all, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Oh, cool. So in 2022, you won the ISA International Singer-Songwriters Association Male Vocalist of the Year. Congratulations. And you also performed at the main stage in Georgia. So that must have been a real memorable night for you.
Absolutely, yes. That was actually, originally, I had been nominated the N1 International Songwriter of the Year and Performer of the Year in 2019, and I was supposed to go down in 2020 to help give the next awards, and okay. Of course, I don't know what happened then.
Oh, yes.
I was really happy to go back down. I actually wasn't expecting to had been nominated. I had agreed to go down and perform the show and help with the awards, and then I was informed by Tamini, the wonderful individual who helps run ISSA. And I was truly honored. It was a fantastic experience. I went down, I brought my drummer and hired a local session player to run the show. We had fantastic time. The stage was amazing. The audience was amazing. All the artists were amazing. It was another example, very similar to NAMM, in that we were seeing a great wealth of just amazing music, which is always so happy.
Aw. And where do you draw your inspirations in writing songs?
I think I'd have a easier time saying where I don't draw inspiration from songs. I'd go as far to say it comes from every aspect of life experiences. I wrote a lot from books. That was a big inspiration of mine, as I'm an avid reader. Although these days I do find myself consumed in the recording process and find myself less time for the small pleasures. So a lot of it comes from life experiences specifically. Mm-hmm. And also on this album, I've been very fortunate to collaborate a bit. And it actually, the CP has one co-write on them as well, with a fan and friend and someone I've written with.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little while. And what keeps you motivated?
I'm going to keep going back to this. I'm going to sound like a broken record here. My apologies. But it's seeing all the new music out there is what really keeps me motivated. Seeing that there's other people, other artists, my peers, my friends, my colleagues that are still working, still pushing. You know, at the end of the day, there's a certain sense of, you know, we are competition, but at the same time, we're in this together. We've all chosen the exact same career path, and we're all putting everything on the line for it. So I think sense of camaraderie in that, and it definitely, you know, I like to surround myself with individuals that make me want to better myself and push myself farther. So aside from my own personal and selfish means for wanting to push forward in that, it's great to have people around me that are able to, you know, assist in the motivation.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Certainly. Yeah, we're going to kick it off with a song off my Sudden Death of Stars EP called Lost and Found.
Joining me via Zoom is singer-songwriter and guitarist Lyric Doobie. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I'm breaking down. I
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Zoom, Lyric Dubey. So Lyric, tell us about your new musical endeavor, Purple Sky, where you have been working on a new 3-song EP.
Yes, I'm super, super excited about this one. So this EP was born from, originally was supposed to be an acoustic project. I've been working on this album for about 8 years now. And we started out with the first song, Purple Sky. This is a song I co-wrote with a friend and fan, Spencer Smith. We wrote another song together called Free. It was on my 5th album.
Mm.
And he has a just wealth of experiences that I don't, which is a wonderful thing to communicate and work with someone who's lived life from a different perspective. And it really opened up my eyes to seeing the possibilities of collaboration on this album and this project. So when we got in the studio and we started, it was originally supposed to just be an acoustic song. Working with producer Will Schaller, which was a fantastic individual from the UK, we got a little carried away in the collaboration of it between the two of us. And next thing we knew, we had a fully produced song.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, of working on this EP. The recording project started in the fall of last year.
Okay.
We really, I had two other songs that really align with Purple Sky, and we felt that it would be opposed to going down the process of chasing the full album, which will happen following the EP. We decided we'd, you know, refine our focus and really bring it into getting these 3 songs exactly where we wanted to and give the follow-up EP that was waiting for Sudden Death of Stars. So that's the origin of how it came to be and where we're at right now, just in the midst of getting it all lined up and worked out. And I'm feeling really fantastic about this project.
Well, having said that, any release dates or upcoming videos planned?
Absolutely. Yes. We just finished, actually yesterday, I finished editing a video for Purple Sky, which I'm extremely happy with.
Nice.
Texture Media shot that for us in coordination with OMCI at their studio. So we're looking at a release date aiming for early spring. I believe March 22nd is the canvas date.
Nice.
It's on the socials at Lyric Dubey, and we'll be posting updates there to keep everyone in the loop.
Fantastic. Now, tell us about this producer that you recruited from England, Will Schaller. How did you connect with Will?
Funny story with Will. I used to work with a co-writer, and still do, by the name of Roseanne Thornley, who's a wonderful, wonderful human. And she has a daughter that was speaking of this producer that she'd met in her travels. Oh, he's from England, he's wonderful, and he's great. Long story short, they ended up getting married, and Will moved to Toronto. So I'd heard the album he produced of Roseanne's, and I called him some of his other work, and it really, really spoke to me. So I reached out, went down for a co-write, sat around, and after what was supposed to be a 10-minute meeting, an hour and a half later, talking with Will, realizing we are very much two peas in a pod, we started away working on a song, and the rest is history. It's a really organic workflow. Everything we're doing in the album's all real instruments, no VSTs. It's very rootsy, raw, and true to the art.
Wow. And tell us about some of the collaborators on this new EP.
Yes, so as mentioned a couple times, this is an EP for collaboration. Purple Sky being written with Spencer Smith. I have another song that is, it was originally an instrumental I had written myself. However, in a writing session with Jacqueline Kenyon, an up-and-coming country artist based out of LA and Muskoka, we turned it into a duet, which was called Love. That will be the second release that we're expected to see out. And it is just a wonderful amalgamation of the kind of love songs that we always, you know, listened to growing up and the very classic style of duet. And we took it to Will and brought it to a much more modern approach in and along the lines of what is considered, you know, in the AC charts these days. That's not that it's intended to be a charting song, more so that it's really kind of attached to that nature, away from both of our backgrounds, me being a rock artist and her being
Nice. Well, I'm going to ask you something a little bit different now. So the music is, as you know, the music industry has come a long way. How do you feel AI will influence how artists create music? I mean, as a songwriter yourself, you know?
Certainly. I find myself, I use AI daily in my workflow when I use it mostly for office and administrative stuff. However, and actually, I'm going to be using AI to assist in creating the artwork for my albums and my singles.
Ooh,
so aside from that, I have been following it quite closely with if we want to go as far to say the dangers it could pose. However, I do think that in the ever-changing landscape that is the music industry, it can be nothing but a positive impact. I think that we should be looking at it as a way to assist and elevate, opposed to something that's going to be taken away. At the end of the day, AI is using information that it has gathered and collected across many sources to define, you know, one goal, whatever that may be, whatever the prompt is that you give. So I feel that as long as it's the original giving the prompt and we're not heavily relying on it for the actual songwriting aspect, I don't think there's ever going to be anything that can replace a song that was written by someone with emotions. So I don't necessarily fear it, although I do understand and sympathize with, you know, the argument saying that it could cause a fall in available work. However, I think it's just a part of the business, and I think it's going to be another thing we adapt to, just like we adapted to iTunes when it came out, just like we had streaming services.
So true. Yes, so true. Well said. Well, thank you, Lyric, for being my guest. Wishing you continued success with your musical career. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Yes, thank you so much. The last song we're going to share for you today is called Sudden Death of Stars, the title track off my EP.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Distance is my
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Lyric Dubey for being my guest and wishing him continued success with his musical career. For more information, visit lyricdubey.com or his social media platforms. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from my new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and LinkedIn pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.